Welcome to Bonehead Weekly. I have a hat on.
Great intro.
You're welcome.
James, why are your pictures crooked?
Hat on. Boy, that one is crooked as a dog's hind leg, as they say.
So this one just won't stay.
You know what's even more crooked is the character who just moved the frame, Chad. That guy's crooked.
Did you have an earthquake in your area?
Alabama. He's in Alabama.
I am not, but no. I
on
had
that great Dixie fault line,
Dixie Mafia.
No, it this is a cheap frame and it won't stay straight. And this one actually will stay straight, but I've got it now. I've made it crooked.
Yes, you did.
Anyway,
I mean, it's succeeded. Okay.
James,
are you okay?
James, are you okay?
I'm fine. We're all fine here. How are you?
So, James.
James, you're slunked down. I can only
are
see
you
from
right?
The.
Oh, hold on. Let me fix that.
I was like, James, are you mad that I upset you about talking about the lopsided picture?
I mean,
no, fine. I'm
did
just
your dog
now.
Leave you, James?
I don't have a dog. I guess technically, yes.
That explains so much.
Hey, James, can I help? Here, let me help out. Look. Oh, look, it's better now.
No, it didn't help me, Chad. Maybe if I drank more. What do you think? It's Monday. Well, Monday's for drinking, isn't it?
I don't have anything to drink here.
Here, right here. Here, let me give you some. I don't have any of it in here, but there's control in this bottle here.
I was going to say, my cup is filled with eyeglass wipes.
Oh, my goodness. That's a nice Batman cup.
So
did somebody
those
give that to you, Chad?
Yeah, no. Thank you, James.
Fuck you, Chad. Give a man his Batman return Taco Bell cups, and this is the kind of thank you get after you paid for hold on. Why am I drinking of a decanter?
I remember now what I talked about the last time. Good, I'm covered.
Oh, really? I don't remember. So this week's
speaking
topic,
of food.
What the fuck?
Liquor's not food.
What are you going to say?
I was just saying, speaking of food, since you did a Taco Bell tie-in.
Yeah, my kid loves Taco Bell. My kid would kill you for a five-layer beefy burrito or whatever it's called. Five beefy layer burrito. And if you guys, that new Jason Sudeikis menu, I know it's not called that, but Jason Sudeikis is selling it. Now, I have to say, the green sauce that comes with the new Jason Sudeikis menu is really good, and they charge you 40 cents a pack for it if you're not ordering something that it comes with. I'm just saying, I'm not a Taco Bell fan for the most part.
Oh, is that Taco Bell? I haven't been lately. I usually go about once a week, but I haven't
been. Well, why don't you come back home and we'll go to Taco Bell and get drunk? Or we'll get drunk and then go to Taco Bell. See, Chad's on board.
I got 2 weeks left, gentlemen, and then I'll be back.
It's about fucking time. I got to grill out. I've got a whole slab of meat out there I'm going to feed you. Dead air, gentlemen.
And after that, he'll barbecue.
Would you like to barbecue with your friends? Because I can invite them.
Oh, I knew that was coming, but I couldn't stop it.
What you doing there, buddy? You seem preoccupied. Chad, am
yeah,
I?
No,
I know. I was waiting for you to intro the show. I've been waiting for the topic to come up for 15 blessed
minutes.
I mean,
you're sitting there looking like doing your best Alfred Hitchcock impression.
You've been there sitting doing his fucking taxes, Chad.
I've already done my taxes.
Well, did you get a walk back?
No, I owed quite a bit. Thank you for bringing it up, though. That makes me happy. Thanks. You're putting me in a much better mood. I'm just going to go over here and kill myself.
Your mood. So, anyway, this week's topic
Hold on. Wonder how the barrel of this gun tastes.
Probably like gun oil, unless you're, not oiling it.
Oh, look, can I make it work? Well, maybe when you pull the trigger, it'll rearrange those frames.
That's true. Maybe it'll finally make that fucking frame in the background, if it puts a hole in it, straight. I'll tell you what it won't put straight. Your brains.
Oh, God. I just made
maybe
myself
it will.
Dizzy.
You don't know. I mean, according to quantum mechanics, it could happen. Probably
according
not.
According to quantum
could.
Mechanics, you don't understand physics.
Oh, can we do the topic now?
Well, really quick, I want to give a shout out to Barbara. Did you see Barbara was nice enough to share our show as far as the last topic on Scarefest fans page?
It's really nice. I mean, there's
she's
no accounting
a very
for
good
taste,
supporter.
But...
her, Marianne Farley, there's several different people I appreciate. Ron, Thank you so much, Ron Bronte. There's several different people who make comments, and thank you. And I know I only named three, and I'll get to them later, but thank you so much for that. But that being said.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you at Olympic Leprechaun, whoever you are.
They did have a good comment.
Yeah.
They did have a good comment. So I do appreciate those. That being said, this week's topic actually spun out of a Bonehead Weekly Fun Size that we do. And Bonehead Weekly Fun Size is things that we do, and we're going to keep dropping some of those sporadically throughout. But it's something that we do for Good Movie Monday, which is Glenn and Ben in Australia. And it's something that we've done now for, geez, I don't know how many years we've done it. Do you know? Does anybody know?
Well, we've been on, what, three Christmas specials or two? I can't even remember.
It's been 4 years,
I think. It's been four. I thought it was four Christmases.
And he hasn't written us one effing check.
Now, in all fairness, nobody has written us a check. Don't single him out. Nobody.
Also, too, we got to give props because James is the one that came up with this awesome idea.
It is. And the idea is what, James? Since you're busy doing your taxes, can you take
one? No. It's the best fake restaurant. So what are the best fake restaurants? So again, it could be for movies, films, etc. But what restaurant that doesn't actually exist? Now, and there's a caveat we should throw out here, because there have been some restaurants that were in movies that they've done pop-ups for.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say movies. Yeah.
Like movies, which I never did get to eat at.
Movies is either. A great example. I would still say movies is a fictional restaurant for the purpose of this topic. So if anybody wants to talk about it. But so these are in films, television, comics, whatever.
Right. TV, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, that are ones that you would go to. And we may end with a few that we would absolutely not go to, but still.
I have one. Can we start out with some of the ones that we have one that I wouldn't go to?
You want to start with ones we wouldn't go to? That's a good idea. Let's start with ones
I would like
to
start with one that I would not go to. I know Marianne Farley is a good example. I know we have lots of people out here that watch this show religiously over and over. James, I know your wife watches this show several different times. But fuck Central Perk. I'm not going to go hang out with those people. And I love coffee. Out of the three of the Boneheads, I drink the most coffee, unless Chad comes in number two. Because James,
I drink three cups a day.
So I drink 2 to 3 cups a day. Chad, do you drink it dark roast and bitter?
No, I drink mine light roast because it has the most caffeine, and then I put cream and sugar in it.
So I don't drink mine. I drink mine like I do my bourbon, straight, maybe with a little. Actually, I don't drink any ice. So
and you're
I drink
it with the least amount of caffeine in it, so you're doing it wrong.
Fuck you, Chad. I like it dark and bitter like my soul.
Which has no caffeine.
That's okay.
It's got all the caffeine burned right out of it.
I've heard this story before. Fuck you, people. Now, I mean this in the sweetest way. Central Perk can suck the... Yeah, I won't go that... But can kiss the fattest... I don't actually have an ass. So, I wouldn't go to Central Perk. What about the other two of you? And hang out with those people. I have no desire. None of those people would be fun for me to hang out with.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, there's no coffee shop you're ever going to hear me go, oh, let's go there.
I know, now, chat, James.
What happens if
your wife
but James,
likes
what happens if me and Joe go to a coffee shop and it has every single flavor of Diet Mountain Dew or Mountain Dew Zero that you could ever drink?
Or, chat,
then it's
Diet
not really
LA.
A coffee shop. But yes. Diet I mean, if I get actually...
Our friend in arms who's doing his taxes.
I actually get upset when there's places that sell coffee that won't sell soda. Because I've been to places with my wife because she likes coffee, and I'll go with her because I try to be a supportive husband. Not to her, but to somebody. I try to support the coffee shop. And I literally went in and
you're a good husband to Joe Lewis.
And I've said, I was, you know, I've asked, do you have soda? Do you have anything? Do you have tea? Do you have? No, we only sell coffee. I get it, you're a coffee shop, but you realize not everybody's interested. And it really does. It just feeds me. I'm like, listen, you got hot water. You can at least have a tea bag or something. But anyway, that's just me. But no, I wouldn't go there because I don't like that type of atmosphere anyway. Is Joe doing his taxes now? Only one of us could
basically
do our taxes.
Somebody messaged me all of a sudden. I'm so sorry. You were I heard everything you said.
But no,
Joe,
no,
that's
no,
what Joe said. He was looking at his pecker and what he was doing.
That
he was
would
looking straight down.
That gentleman would involve me lifting what the skin or my stomach. Yes, no, I wasn't doing that.
Also, you know,
you were doing a Moses.
Doing. Hold on. Also, you know that wasn't true.
I was in a basket in a river. That's a big ass basket.
No, parting a river. Yeah. What you don't know is, Chad, we know you're not right because at no point did he reach for his magnifying glass.
Oh, see, if you're a Bonehead fan, we're really knocking it today because a couple of these, I got to admit, out of 320 some episodes, not all of them are great, but this one today, we were smoking each other. And speaking of smoking the pole, James.
One I want to go to, and it's a show I love. As a matter of fact, it's a show that I've watched multiple times, yeah, almost every episode. I put it on when I'm grading or when
I
need stress relief.
Why don't you just say the
answer? And it is, I would not frequent Moe's Lax establishment on The Simpsons. Moe's would not be a place I would go.
I would go to Moe's in a heartbeat next.
Oh, me too.
I've been to the Moe's at Universal and plan
I would get one of those eggs out of the jar.
You've been to the tourist one. You've not been to the one where the rats.
Holy shit. I would totally go to the one where the rat went across with Ralphie going, this tastes like burning.
No, I would go for the crowd. But honestly, if Moe's was an actual establishment that had rats that bad, that had, you know, pickled eggs that were from the 1970s, All the things that we've seen that Mo has covered up or all that stuff. It would not be a restaurant I would actually go to. Now, as a fictional establishment, or if I got to hang out with some of the characters, cool. But in all honesty, I think it would also be one of those things. It'd be cool for about 15 minutes and then be like, y'all are killing me. But Mo's would not be, given what we know about the health code violations, Mo's would not be a place I would hang out.
Okay. Chad, what's yours?
The diner in The Hitcher. You find one finger, you're going to eventually find another.
That's not necessarily true.
That's true. I was going to say, Joe's right. That's not always true. I was watching one of them murder documentaries.
You're just lucky you got a finger.
Yeah.
I got a toe.
I can get you a toe.
You can get you a toe, bud.
Get you a toe. I was going to say it's The Hitcher or the bar from No Holds Barred. I don't, both of those are awful.
Chad, but if we could hear somebody scream, tiny
whiners.
By the way, is this a Little Dick themed episode?
It could be.
Not for me.
Oh, he's giving me the vapors. Oh, look at him coming in here with all his meats.
But what kills me is I specifically remember The Hitcher, that diner. Looks so clean and pristine.
I don't
remember. In the middle of nowhere. And then he's eating fries that look so succulent and juicy. And then all of a sudden,
I think you're talking about penis again.
There's a finger. And if I saw that in a story, I would mark that
finger.
I would just ignore it. I would just ignore it altogether and never touch it. Never go near that place again. Send me to a Waffle House, guys. I'd rather eat it. I don't want to lose our sponsors.
I haven't had a Waffle House.
We have no sponsors.
I wonder what Waffle House tastes like now. I haven't had Waffle House.
The same as it did 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Chad, I can't
tell you. No, I disagree, Chad. I disagree. I don't think it tastes the same anymore. You know why?
Why?
Because in most places, there's smoking bans, and you don't get that smoke with your hash browns. Right? You know what I mean? Like, you used to go to... There was no... There was a quote-unquote no smoking section in a Waffle House, but there was no. So I just remember going into one right before Lexington went, you know, all restaurants are smoke-free. And it was, everything was like, oh, your hash browns come with a side of smoke. Delicious. So, there you go.
So, guys... Now that we've talked about what we would, where would you want to eat at? So let's start talking about this. I don't remember what I picked for I think I kind of remember, but I'm not for sure. We get questions all the time. By the way, we never get any questions. And I don't remember episodes. So who wants to go first of the places, fictional diners you want to hang out with?
Yeah, James, it's your topic, buddy. You go.
I'll go because this is actually the one that I did for the thing, and it came back to me.
If you steal mine, I'm
going to cut him.
Kill you.
Well, bring it on. It's a long drive to get here. I'm going to.
At least, hey, did he technically just invite us for the first time?
I have invited.
He has invited me several times. The problem is I decided to procreate with another Earth woman, so I've been told, And that's what the court papers say. And his schedule, Chad, is unfortunately like yours as well on his schedule. So when he's home, guess where I'm available to go is to his house. So in Mississippi. Don't we have that problem, Chad, the last five or six years?
But I like right, blaming Chad? I like blaming it on James. So
but
shut
am
up.
I wrong,
don't ruin
Chad?
My fantasy.
James. So wait, we could do it in the fall if he's still there. I put him. I gave him a good reference the other day. James.
Jesus.
Oh well, let me know. Anyway, no. So the restaurant that I would go to in a heartbeat, drop of a hat, would not even think about not going. Would actually, yeah, no, I'd go in a heartbeat. Is the only place in film history, to my knowledge, where you can get two whole fried chickens and a Coke. The Soul Food Cafe from the Blues Brothers. You got your entertainment. You've got a waitress that's going to belt out Think. And you've got, by the way, if you actually watch that movie and look at the menu, I'd eat at that cafe.
What is the menu?
Oh, dude, watch the movie. They've got it's soul food. So they've got like fried chicken. They've got
fucking movie. I don't remember the Goram menu.
Well, maybe you should pay better attention when you watch movies. Anyway, no,
Dad,
it's soul food.
You mean to me?
It's got it's actually food that I would
now,
eat.
Now, James Thomas, keep it up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stop.
Fuck you, Chad. You're supposed to defend me.
Oh, he can't defend a windmill if it's donkey. I got nowhere. I started down it.
Yeah, you were trying to be literary, and you are illiterate.
I was trying to be Pink
Dennis
fairness, Miller.
I'm more Sancho. I'm more Sancho than Don.
You wouldn't need a curd out of a helmet if your life depended on it. That's for you, James. You have to be well read to get that joke. It's actually out of a hat, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell did you just say?
I said a helmet.
Yeah, no, that's anyway. James.
But no, Soul Food Cafe is from Blues Brothers. It's really, it is where Aretha Franklin performs Think, but it is a restaurant that I would go to, small corner store, small kind of family eatery, but it's soul food and it's all high salt. I'm assuming high fat content. What could be better? I would eat at the Soul Food. You know what I hope it's like, Joe? And nobody out there in listening land is going to get this.
I've got my fingers crossed for you, buddy.
It's like the Long Departed that I enjoyed. They had great catfish. Joe Jack's Fish and Chicken Shack.
You took me there one time.
Oh, dude, the first time I went in there, this is a true story. The
one
guy
time
also,
we were advisors together in ANS, yep. that department that decided that I needed to go.
That's all right. I'll tell you a story while we're on it. I don't care. They sent me a letter asking for a donation.
They sent it to my dad's. They sent my name with dad's address, and dad said, you got some mail from UK, and I opened it up. I was like, them sons of, and it came out. I was like, sons of bitches.
Yeah, I literally almost wrote down, you fired everything everyone I knew and sent it back. But I didn't. I showed restraint. And I'll just talk about it, on our podcast.
Our fan.
Yeah. No, the Soul Food Cafe is, honestly, I would go there. But because it's I just love soul food. And I love high salt, high fat content, as you can tell. So that would be my first pick. I would go to the Soul Food Cafe from the Blues Brothers in a heartbeat.
Chad.
So I'll just do mine that I work for Good Movie Monday. I still would love to go to Chinatown and have an egg roll at the Dragon of the Black Pool from Big Trouble in Little China.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'd go.
I mean, just to sit in that environment, egg shin, come out and, just serve me that food, that authentic Chinese food. Man, would absolutely love it. Maybe I get to see Jack Burton come in, have a few drinks of sake. God, is sake Japanese, not Chinese? Ooh, sorry.
Yep, it is, but
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, everything about that, seeing that restaurant in that movie, I wanted to eat there as a kid. And I still do.
My turn?
It as an adult.
No, I don't blame you. I'd love to go there and see Egg Shin. But here's mine. And I think it's the same one I used for Good Movie Monday. I didn't go back. I love a good cup of coffee. I have a double espresso before I leave the house. And then I have at least 1 to 2 cups once I get to my office. I have my own little Keurig. It's called an AICOK, ICOK. It's a generic Keurig. So I love coffee. But I'm not a huge fruit pie fan. And the other two boneheads, I can't remember. Chad, James, are you guys fruit pie fans?
I mean, if it's a good pie,
Chad?
I mean, not all people are good Americans and like apple pie.
I'm not a big apple pie fan.
I love apple pie and some cherry pies.
I don't care for any of those. If I could go to Twin Peaks, Oregon, and have the Double R Diner and experience the best damn cup of coffee with the best damn piece of pie, I would do it next week. I'm sorry, it's Washington State. It's not Oregon. Norma Jennings. And she, by the way, Chad, Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Caught it.
And Dale Cooper taught me that the best damn cup of coffee and the best damn piece of pie is at the Double R Diner in Twin Peaks, Washington. Would you guys want to go to Twin Peaks to the Double R Diner?
I don't know how many owls are around.
It doesn't matter. And if you come to my house, now I have to admit, baby mama, Christy Lewis, actually hung this. But if you come to my house over in the corner, not only is there an Alf kind of thing over in the kitchen, because I'm a huge Alf fan, but there's also a hanging pie pan for the Double R Diner. And the first time we met Jessa Flux, Jessa Daisy, who is our number one rated guest on the show of all the people, who was nice to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had the cool. Do you guys remember that Friday night when we met her? She had the coolest leather jacket with a Double R Diner. Do you guys, either one of you, remember this?
Her
favorite director, one of her favorite directors, is between John Waters and what? And John Waters and David Lynch. And I follow her on, and I talk to her. Well, I don't talk to her, but we go back and forth on social media. She had the coolest Double R Diner jacket, and I admired it.
Mm-hmm.
Twin Peaks is a fantastic show up until we find out who killed Laura Palmer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. After that, it just goes. Psh.
I know. They could have went on for years trying to figure out who killed Laura Palmer. But mm-hmm. once you find out that it was her dad, sorry, spoiler alert, it kind of ends it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No.
I mean, there's good episodes afterwards. I still enjoy the show. It's pure Lynch. But once you figure it out, it's meh. I would like to go to the Double R Diner. Who's next?
James.
Okay, there's another one I'd go to. And admittedly, as much as I badmouth Moe's, I don't know how the food would be at this establishment. Because quite frankly, we know it's a bar and grill. But we don't know what they serve other than that there's competitions involving copious amounts of drinking. But if it was real, I'd want to check out the Raven from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right, James, that I got to be honest. That didn't occur to me. Did it you, Chad?
Mm-mm. No.
Good one.
Well, it's just the environment, because I was shocking.
That's
no
in
one.
Nepal, right?
Yes, shocking no one. I've talked about this on the show before.
Shocker that I pulled out Nepal. I couldn't remember.
I've mentioned this several times on the show. I love Star Wars, but Indiana Jones is kind of that. The first three really hooked me when I was younger, and I still love Indiana Jones. Matter of fact, if I pan the camera over, I've got 3 Funko Pops. That's Henry Jones Sr., Indiana Jones, and Lando Calrissian. But anyway, That one is different. And then I have the action
figures.
Which
one's different? Henry Jones?
Yeah, yeah. One of them's an old guy. No.
Name the dog.
And then I have the action figures of Professor Jones, where he's in a suit and he's got the, he's, you know, examining stuff, because that would, it just works for my office. But then I also have Professor Jones Sr. So I've got the two action figures next to each other, the 8-inch tall ones. Anyway, but I love Indiana Jones, and I was watching the movie again. I've probably seen Raiders, I don't know, it may actually be getting close to 100 times, because I'll just put it on. It just makes me happy. And I was actually looking at the bar, and I was like, you know, this is actually a place I would go. I would actually, there's places to sit. I mean, until it burns, but there's, it's a good environment. Right. It seems like it's open. It's all that stuff. I don't know what food they serve, but I would want to check out the Raider.
It doesn't matter what food they serve. They serve Marion. And Marion owns that bar, and Marion Ravenwood is the coolest Indiana Jones girlfriend of all time.
Well, yeah, she's the only one that doesn't scream or is a Nazi.
Listen, I'm not shitting on Kate Capshaw. I'm sure Steven Spielberg met his soulmate.
No, no, no. And
anything close to Marion Ravenwood. She's a badass.
Well, and I was going to say, and I will defend, like, I think the character of Willie is great for that role. Like, I know some people are like, well, but it works really well for that story. I would not want, if they brought Marion back, it wouldn't work in that role. You
well,
need
Marion
a Willie that's
would
going
have
to
taken
panic.
Care of business.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's just not written like that damsel in distress.
No, no. And so, but anyway, yeah, no, I would totally go to the Raven. And you're right. She is, as a proprietor of that institution, man, nothing's going to happen there. Like, nothing, you know, I don't know if I'd send my food back if it wasn't made the way I wanted it, but you're going to get a show. You're going to have something happen. There's going to be some drinking competitions. It's going to be a good time, as long as you mind your P's and Q's.
Although the history of Marion Ravenwood probably doesn't play as well we're in 2024 as it did in 1981.
No, no. And again, I would argue
the fact that her and Indiana probably had a relationship well before her 18th birthday.
Well, I was about to say, and even then, you
right,
got to remember
gentlemen?
The movies. Mm-hmm. Yes, but you got to also remember the movies are set back in the day even then. So
I get it.
Yeah, and no, I know, I know.
Even Lucas and Spielberg have went on record before in the 80s that they thought it was much interesting, and that the character was that they had a relationship, not Spielberg and Lucas, but Marion and Indy before she was 18. And by the way, I don't disagree. We've got to this point where, well, we'll get into it. I'm not going to. But we overanalyze things. What'd you say, Chad?
My turn.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chad.
Okay. No, it's good. No, so for my second pick, all I want to do, order a big juicy cheeseburger, side of fries, maybe a nice milkshake, sit up on my stool, and just eat and watch as the characters around me, such as the sewer urchin, the crusading chameleon, American Maid, the Flater Mouse, Arthur, and the Tick, all come in to Ben's Diner.
That's a good one.
Out of the three boneheads, I know the least amount about the Tick. And I've only probably watched, I doubt that I've ever watched a full episode, gentlemen.
Well, it's on Hulu, so you should stream it. I think your son would like it too.
I can't disagree. We're in a Planet of the Apes thing right now, but we will eventually get there.
Yeah. So I have always been fascinated by Ben's Diner on the Tick. In fact, as soon as James came up with this topic, it was right off the top of my head, right after the Dragon of the Black Pool. Ben's Diner is a direct ripoff of the 1942 painting by Edward Hopper called Nighthawks.
Oh,
everybody
really?
Would be familiar if you looked up that painting.
you would if you looked it up. It's literally just some people sitting in a diner in the 1940s on a city corner at nighttime.
Yep.
Is it kind of like the one with everybody, whatever it is? There's usually Elvis and James.
Yeah. Dean. Yeah. It's all based on Hooper's Nighthawks.
Nighthawks. Okay.
Yeah. And Ben's Diner is an exact replica of that painting. But yeah, and you, it's, they all sit around and they talk about their exploits and they all boast about, fighting bad guys, and most of them never do, especially Deflator Mouse. All he cares about is his expensive costume. And it's constantly getting barraged by attacks by such villains as Proto Clown. Uh-huh. I would just love to sit in Ben's Diner for one day and have one lunch and just watch the activity going on in that diner.
Or just overhear the conversation.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Just because one of my favorite—I'm glad you brought this up because I had almost forgot about it. But a while back, I was watching The Tick, and I think it's actually in the first episode, and they're interviewing him for his hero placement in the city. And there's this—you know—what's your power? And he's like, and they're like, can you destroy the world? And his response, egad, I hope not. That's where I keep all my stuff. Is one of my favorite lines of all time.
I'm nigh indestructible. And then, of course, you have the Superman ripoff who sits there dressed as Clark Kent, just having a complete meltdown over when he can take off his disguise. But everybody always beats him to it. And it just, because he has to do that internal monologue before he breaks out his costume. It's amazing. I would just love to be in that diner for one day. Cool. So that's my second pick.
Is it my pick? Is it my turn now?
Yep.
Can I keep the pie theme going?
Sure. You can do whatever you want. You're grown.
Thank you, fucker. Oh, my God. Waitress is a movie that is really good. About a lady who can make really good pies. There was a successful stage play about it afterwards. And the writer director, unfortunately, had an untimely death from a cockless fucking piece of shit murderer, which is a whole other story that I won't get to here. Who's also in the movie.
So he wouldn't have murdered her if he owned some chickens.
It's really sad story. Have you ever looked it up, Chad?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it. It's awful.
Yeah. I wasn't trying to shit on you, by the way, Jim, when I said that.
No, you were. That's okay, shithead.
No, I really wasn't. I really wasn't.
That's okay. I'm gonna as soon as it's over, I'm gonna come to your house and beat you up the head with a baseball bat. Go ahead.
Promise?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I really wasn't. It's more of a, it's one of those, you know, God, there's so many men today who have no, anyway.
Yeah, it's a sad story. Bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, it's a sad story about a man who murdered a lady who was really talented. Not that you should murder anybody, but she was really talented. She's also in the movie. And we won't get into that. But Waitress is the last great Andy Griffith actually performance for me. And I'm a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show. I know James is as well.
Yeah, don't put me in that list.
I didn't.
You almost did.
I was, fuck off. But I know James and I are huge fans of the Andy Griffith Show. I love it. It's the last great performance of Andy Griffith. He plays one of her customers. And basically, it's about a lady who's baking pies, who's really great at pie making. And she has a boyfriend or a husband who gets her pregnant. And he's abusive and beats her. And when she has the baby, she leaves him because clarity happens when you have a child. Now, I get this a lot when people, and I've heard it a couple of times, and I don't mean to get emotional about this, but I actually do love this movie, and I love this story. One of the things that people say is, oh, well, Chad and James agree with you about everything. I was like, have you ever listened to the fucking show? Chad and James don't agree about everything. No. I don't even know why people say that. And especially with Chad and I are like brothers, and James is like my best friend. And we always tend to kind of argue one way or the other because I don't have
We don't.
And Chad and James are the closest things I have to those things. But Chad and I tend to argue about a lot of stuff.
No, right, we don't. Chad? No.
See? But it doesn't mean that we don't love each other. And this movie is about, well, I love you, whether you love me or not. So this movie is about, shut up. Let me get through this. This movie is about children or a child bringing clarity to your life. Does that make sense to you, both of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once your child is in your hands, it's like, oh, fuck off on a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, no, it, well, and I mean, just to put that in perspective, several years ago, not long after my daughter was born, and Joe will remember this event as well, but I got for the first time in my career a very, very negative review, and your review.
Yeah.
And I was told by my supervisor, you should appeal this because it was not his decision. And I went, well, I'll think about it. And I went home, and my daughter was very young. But I walked in, the first thing I saw was my daughter, and I'm like, you're right, I'm going to appeal that. And that's exactly what I did. And I mean, because it was, I was going to put it, I was like, nope, I can't, A, I can't risk my job. But B, no. Like, I'll stand up for my kids and my family before I'll stand up for myself.
And oddly enough, James Thomas did me a favor. Dr. Thomas did me a favor. We were working at the same place. I was about to get the same review, only not as negative as James, even though we did the same thing. Do you remember this, James?
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
they were very, it was concentrated on James.
We did what we
James.
Were supposed to do, by the way. Just
we
FYI.
Did exactly what we were supposed to do. But James, do you remember this? It was concentrated on you, mm-hmm. and I'm not shitting on you, but this is accurate. Yeah. I got less negative than you.
I hurt somebody's feelings.
You hurt, right? But am I wrong?
No. You're not
and
wrong.
Then all I did was I didn't even bother to read James's research. I just had it in a folder, put it down, and that ended the conversation. Do you remember me telling you this, James?
Mm-hmm.
You had to argue. I didn't even have to argue. I just brought it in and said, oh, I have this. And nobody said a word. So when I say waitress, the diner is called, first of all, Joe's Pie Diner. And the fact that Andy Griffith is his last great role, in my opinion. And it's about a movie where this waitress makes the best pies and often dreams about how to make the best pies. Once again, a lot of them are fruit pies. And I'm not
was this before or after Spy Hard?
It's after Chess.
Oh, okay. Then you're right.
Thank you, Chess. James and I were as serious as possible. And thank you, James, Chad, for bringing levity to it. This is a movie with a story that it works really well, and it's a play that plays on and plays on, and the writer director, God bless her, has longevity in this play past the movie. I think the play is almost as big, if not bigger, than the movie. And Waitress, Joe's Diner, and the pies in that. I would like to go. I'd like to hang out and just listen to the cantankerous character that Andy Griffith plays. I would like to say hi to the waitress played by, and I cannot remember her name, Carrie, Chad, what's her name? She's from
Felicity. Russell.
Carrie Russell, thank you. She's another one that's miscast in Star Wars, by the way, in Rise of Skywalker, which is not a good movie. A good movie, a good story, and a great diner I'd like to visit. Who's next? Is it Chad?
James.
Next? James.
Is it me?
You're number two or three? Are we number two or three?
We're on number three.
We're on number three. There's a ton of these I could do, but I can't end this without talking about one place that has been in multiple films, but I keep hearing good things about it, so I'd have to try it. I mean, this pops up. My watch doesn't understand. This pops up in films by multiple directors, but it's a completely fake restaurant. It's even in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. How could one not want to go to Big Kahuna Burger? Because that is a tasty burger.
That is a tasty burger. What is this, Sprite? I can wash this down with?
I mean, it's
in From Dusk Till Dawn. It's in Pulp Fiction. I mean, it's a Tarantino invention.
Yeah, it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's in From Dusk Till Dawn, the series. Death Proof, The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Isn't it Death Proof?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I have to go back and watch. It's been a long time since I've watched Death Proof.
Stuntman Mike asked Jungle Julia about meeting him near the Big Kahuna Burger billboard. There's a billboard near the Big Kahuna Burger.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But again, it even pops up in Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion, which is not Tarantino. From Dusk Till Dawn, Four Rooms, Pulp Fiction, and Reservoir Dogs. But I would honestly, I love burgers. I love good burgers.
There's oh my bad God.
Burgers out there. But that's yeah.
Well, we have several things in common, but that's one of them. That, Ghostbusters, and Long John's. What else am I missing?
Yeah. But I would totally go to
brisket.
I love a good brisket, but I don't think that's it. Chad, seriously.
Sam Raimi.
Well, I don't know that James loves Sam Raimi like you.
I like Sam Raimi.
But I don't think he loves him like you and I do. So Long John's, burgers, and Ghostbusters.
And our complete hatred of Vincent Price.
I will kill what you love and dance while I do it. And then when my knees go bad because of all the dancing, you'll feel real bad about yourself. And then you'll have to think about what you did as I kill those things that you love. But Big Kahuna I Burger, by the way, do you know what's on a Big Kahuna Burger, at least from what we see in the film?
That's a Hawaiian burger joint. I'm not familiar with it. See, my girlfriend's vegetarian, so it pretty much makes me vegetarian.
Yep. The Big Kahuna Burger, we know at least has the burger, cheese, lettuce, and tomato. We do see that on the film. So, yes, the Big Kahuna Burger, I would totally have a Big Kahuna Burger. I wonder if it comes with onion rings, because the other option would be
It also has to have a pineapple, doesn't it?
I don't know. We don't see it in the film.
But if it's based on Hawaiian, and there better not be a damn coconut anywhere near that, or I'm done.
Well, but you know,
James, it's about the texture.
I know, Chad. You mentioned it before. The other option, if you want to go to a Tarantino restaurant, though, is that 50s diner, right?
Oh, God, from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. What's the name of that
50s diner? Oh, my God. I've already forgot.
Oh, because that would be the other, because I would go there too.
Yeah, I would do that one.
That Quentin Tarantino made these movies instead of going into restaurants.
Jackrabbit Slims. I do got to admit,
that's a $5 shake, Chad.
I have a huge problem with
it or nothing.
I have a huge problem with theme restaurants. I have a hard time going in and people playing a part.
Why? I don't know why.
It just bothers me.
Talk about inflation. It's been 30 years for Pulp Fiction, right? Came out in 1994. A $5 shake sounded expensive at that time. Guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
$10.
There's a place called Boondogs in Lexington that has $5 old fashions and old fashioned, like Chad's drink of choice used to be a White Russian. Mine is an old fashioned, like
you're talking about like 20 years ago, Chad. It was a White Russian,
Chad. I said used to be.
Yeah, now it's an old fashioned as well, or a whiskey sour.
Well, a old fashioned. There is a place called Boondogs that specializes in hot dogs, and their cheap drink is a $5 old fashioned, gentlemen. It's not bad. It's better than the hot dog, actually, in my opinion.
I'm going to have to try Boondogs.
That's inflation. Well, let's go this weekend.
All right.
Let me know Saturday or Sunday. I'm free.
Okay.
I do enjoy a hot dog, too, actually.
Me too.
It's okay.
I mean,
a fun place to go. It's on Old Richmond Road.
I've always wanted to go. Never been.
I finally went to Sam's Hot Dog Shop because I went to park downtown to go. But
I've never been to Sam's either.
Oh man, they have a beer cheese hot dog. I mean, if you like hot dogs, Silas loves to go. I took him.
Now I gotta go there too. Some bitch.
Oh yeah,
there's one in Lexington Green.
I know. Yeah. Right. That's why they sell the bourbon.
Because I'll be honest, I wouldn't go when I had to pay to park. That's why I don't go to a lot of restaurants downtown. I refuse to pay to park. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. It just angers up my blood.
I would argue with him, but this may be another bonehead thing that we all have in common. I actually have the same fucking problems. The reason I don't go to a lot of downtown stuff. I finally tried Nick and Norman's the other day. It's because I don't want to pay to park.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like paying for parking.
I don't like paying for parking.
Anyway. I mean,
at Scarefest and Comic-Con, I will use the UK parking and walk an extra 10.
I am paying for space. I just
don't do it. We're cheap bastards. All three of us are cheap. But out of the three, everybody calls me cheap. But out of the three, I'm probably the slightly less cheap than the other two.
I'm probably the cheapest out of the three of us.
I don't know, Chad. James.
It depends on what we're talking about, because I've got my generic soda over here. And I'm like, that Mountain Dew's gotten too costly.
Hold on, really quick, gentlemen. I get called cheap a lot, but out of the three of us, I'm the least cheap.
Yeah.
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 Okay. I just, for the first time in my life, you're the only other two people I've been surrounded by. My two best friends, probably the least cheap.
I'm not saying that I come into my office to charge my phone because I don't want to pay for it. Can
you
I get the charger?
Do it
in
UK, motherfucker. Yes. You would charge it. It's like, I'm not paying for the electricity.
No. I joke all the time.
He would say it all the time.
If I got to work remotely, their electric bill would go down. It'd be a cost-saving enterprise, but they won't let me, so I charge everything. Yeah, Big Kahuna Burger or Jackrabbit Slim. Was that it? What was it, Chad? Jackrabbit Slims?
Is it my turn? Yeah.
No, it's my turn.
Oh, okay.
No, wait.
Pick number three? Yeah. No, it's my turn. You go last.
Do I go last? I thought you went last.
I don't know.
James,
well,
who goes
somebody
next?
Somebody go. I don't know. I am going to go with...
This is a TV show. It's a TV show I haven't seen every episode of, but it's so well written. It's the same guy that created Hannibal, which I love the Hannibal series. And it's Pushing Daisies. And I would love, and I'm going to keep with, I'm doing a theme.
Oh, our
gentlemen.
Former producer, if she only listened to the show still.
And gentlemen, you realize I'm doing a theme. The Pie Hole.
I have never seen you eat a piece of pie in ever.
I know. I don't really like pie unless it's a really good chocolate cream. By the way, some pie that I love that I never get.
Except you like meringue, you weird piece of shit.
Meringue's good. Most people like
meringue. Tastes like fucking styrofoam.
America, fireworks, or meringue?
But you don't like apple pie. So the only real good American is me.
I love apple pie. Meringue is just styrofoam holding pudding. That's all meringue is.
No, I disagree.
But my wife also won't eat meringue because her mother used to tell her that it was, and I quote, cow slobbers.
Ugh. I guess that's better than some sort of semen thing.
It is, and it's close to the truth because you either get styrofoam or you get a loogie consistency.
It's better than styrofoam.
No, my mother's is don't. I mean, you gotta have it made right. It's like most things. If it's made right, it's okay.
No, I haven't had your mom's meringue. I've had your mom's pudding.
I've had his mom's pussy. Now, as I was joking,
her banana pudding's pretty good.
Her kitten was amazing. Got to pet that cat for an hour.
Well, we were going food themes, and then Joe just went another direction. But
no,
ahead.
I didn't. I just said I like cats.
Will you go with your pie pick, please?
I like a good butterscotch, but I never get it. And I don't need the Jell-O butterscotch, like an actual butterscotch pie. That's something I never get. Or a good chocolate cream.
What's the difference?
Of chocolate
between, cream? What's the difference between a butterscotch pudding pie and an actual butterscotch pie?
Well, like a Jell-O butterscotch is shitty. And an actual butterscotch with flavor is really good. But I've only ever had half a dozen of butterscotch that are really good.
But is it of a pudding consistency?
It is, but the flavor is completely different.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
But the flavor is completely... Is this, by the way, if you're listening to this going, why are you arguing? You should have heard us argue one time for an hour and a half about the difference between fried chicken and chicken fingers. And if you're thinking, there's a big difference, then you're on my side. If you're thinking, there's no difference, Team Chad.
Yeah. It all tastes the same.
It does not. Now, really good butterscotch is really important. The fact that this is a short-lived show that it's just too weird to live. It's basically Emerson called Sleuthing Abilities, and it's about the pie maker and trying to find out who murdered somebody. It's a weird show. If you've never heard of it, that's okay. Pushing Daisies. Check it out. I would love to hang out at the Pie Hole and try some of these marvelous pies. That's it. And if you're out there thinking, I would love to get Joe something for Christmas, two things. One, an actual rich, deep, dark chocolate not Jell-O pudding pie or the same scotch, Chad.
Hey, have you have you ever had my, seriously, I'm being honest, have you ever had my mom's fudge pie?
No, I'd love to try your mom's fudge pie.
Her, she makes a fudge pie. It's chocolate. It's about that thick.
Yeah, I'd love to try it.
Why don't you bring us one, James?
Because she only makes them rarely.
I currently have a mother-in-law who does one for me every third Christmas.
When's the next
one? Even though I've been told I'm the most successful and favorite son-in-law, I still only get one every 3 years. I am actually probably the best son-in-law, but that's beside the point. Chad.
So if somebody was to ask me what my favorite meal of the day was, it would be breakfast.
Yeah, probably my least favorite.
I love it, doing anything with eggs. I love all eggs of all type variety. I love anything you do with potato, sausage, so on and so forth. What I don't like about breakfast is the fascination with biscuits. I'm not a big fan of biscuits. Never
because
have been.
They're way better than eggs.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, yeah, sir,
Chad, James and I are going to agree.
Did my honor, sir.
That's fine. That's fine. You can like your lard and flour.
Yes.
All day long.
It's way better than eggs.
Once again, that's something my mother makes well, and I will not have you offend her honor.
That being said, if I went into this place and had a biscuit, I would try it. Big ass biscuit from CB4.
That's an obscure one.
A biscuit as big as your head with a slice of butter that that weighs probably as much as your head. I want to try one of these biscuits, even though if you watched a movie, they look fake as hell. I mean, they absolutely look like a prop made out of rubber.
I honestly don't remember the movie CB4 in any way, shape, or form.
So
I'm still shocked.
Yeah.
You really like, and I know the answer to this. I don't know why I'm asking, because I know James and I are going to fall in the opposite category. You really like eggs better than biscuits?
Yes, I do. I don't like biscuits.
And you don't like pasta? And
I don't like pasta.
Like fireworks, and you don't like explosions, and you don't like concerts.
All of this is true.
And I want to go on record one more time for our listening audience.
Not to get too personal, but I had a hearing test today, and there's a reason why I apparently don't like concerts or fireworks, which I won't get into. I'll talk about that off the air. But
by the way,
Llama.
No, it's what?
By the way, though, I do want to say, the problem I have with, I like eggs too, Chad. I like good eggs. But there's so many people that mess eggs up.
Oh, no, I agree.
Like a good omelet.
How do you mess an egg up?
You overcook it? You undercook it?
You get that, I don't know how else to say it, but they get like rubbery or something. I don't know, man. I've had bad eggs at restaurants.
Yeah, no, you can get bad eggs.
To me, are just like the, basically they're the Jimmy Kimmel. To me, eggs are like vanilla, or they're the Jimmy Kimmel of the food world.
No, that's like the same
always,
as biscuits.
It's not at all. At all. No, I disagree. They by themselves.
Hold on, you just cut me fucking off. Shut up. Thank you.
What?
Eggs are just like steak. You have to prepare it a certain way, or you're going to get a bad egg.
They're bland.
If you cook them the wrong way, if you cook them the right way, they are amazing. And you have to find a good place to cook them. Yeah, like James said, there are plenty of places that usually popular chains that if you order eggs, you're not going to get a good egg. But there are certain places, and if you look online on how to cook eggs, you can get a pretty damn good egg. Biscuits, they just taste like air and flour to me. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, it's weird.
By the way, thank you for not taking my joking, telling you to shut the fuck up personally.
I don't think you mean that.
No, what?
About taking it personally. Thank you for not taking it personally. Eggs.
Yeah, I just love eggs.
To provide protein, just like Jimmy Kimmel.
And biscuits are made for filler. That's all they were. They were for poor people who couldn't afford eggs.
Biscuits, no. Biscuits can be fantastic on their own, and they can be fantastic as a conveyor to other things.
So can eggs.
An egg needs something with it.
So does biscuits.
No.
Yes.
I'll be honest,
a really
dude,
good
can,
prepared
I
biscuit.
A,
James
I,
is
can
gonna,
eat a
I hope James
biscuit.
Is going to back me up on this one. A really,
I can
really
eat
well prepared
biscuits
biscuit.
By themselves.
Yeah.
And I can eat my mom's
great
biscuits
by
themselves.
James is
no.
right.
Hate I biscuits.
But Chad, no offense, the reason I brought up the other four or five things is to prove that your judgment is questionable when it comes to these things.
No, it's not. There are plenty of people who don't like going. I had a talk with somebody today who says, I hate concerts too. So no, concerts,
yeah,
fireworks.
They're called assholes.
No, they're called people who want to keep their fucking hearing and don't want to, and then go and then go, I paid $100. I paid over $1,000 to go see the musician I like look like an ant and barely understand the music they're singing.
So what I'm hearing, Chad, is that you met other people who also didn't enjoy joy.
No, we find joy in other things, not that
like
shit.
Like bland ass Jimmy Kimmel and eggs.
Okay. All right.
Bland ass Jimmy Kimmel?
Do we have any?
What the
Jimmy
hell
Kimmel
does that even
is
mean?
Always my example of, oh, look, vanilla of comedy.
Some people.
Oh, by the way, I would off topic, the new HBO series about Conan O'Brien traveling around the world. Hilarious.
I'm sure I haven't had a chance to watch it.
The Eugene Levy one was really good, so I'm excited about the Conan one.
Conan. He gets pissed if you call him Conan.
We, by the way, need to wrap this
up. Well, when he shows up and corrects me. Well, actually, so here's the thing.
Chad has already started to draw a crowd of two people who also agree that concerts and eggs are awesome. I mean, or suck or whatever.
By the way, those people who comment, feel free to tell me I'm wrong. Feel free to tell me I'm right. Either way, Joe's going to go, I'm right because I'm right about everything.
Who hates biscuits and loves
eggs? I don't think we're going to get a second episode out of this. So anybody have honorable mentions?
I do have one honorable mention.
We could do a whole other episode. I've got plenty. But no, I got honorable mentions. Mention. Sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I have an honorable mention.
Go for it.
There's two really, but I'll try to narrow it down to, I would love to go Vesuvio's and The Sopranos. The Sopranos is one of my favorite shows of all time. To me, The Sopranos represents arcs, shows.
That's not where he got shot at, right? Or
no, no. Vesuvio is his cousin that owns it. It's, I forgot his name, Chad. I forgot the actor's name, too. But it's the one he always goes to eat, and it's his cousin that works there, and he actually ends up burning it down and then having to build it back.
No, oh, okay.
It's just, I would love to go there and hang out and try the Italian food. There's another one that I have, but I'll save it in case we do this later again. Who's next?
James.
Oh, hold on. I've got to make sure I get this.
Plus,
title
I
right.
Enjoy pasta, unlike who?
Me.
Chad.
Just can't stand it. I'm just sorry. I know. And I know that is one of those divisive things that nobody can understand because I've been looked at weird. I don't
even
like it.
Even after gastric sleeve, I can't eat as much. I can't eat as much of it, but I'd love a few good bites of it.
No.
Ugh. Fills me up, but it's amazing. Because Chad hates joy. James or Chad?
Honorable mention. I'll do at least, I've got actually about three, but I've got to mention Bowling Chop Suey Palace, because who would not want to go there? If it's good enough for the old man,
yeah,
it's good
I agree.
Enough for you.
If they bring that damn duck out with a head
on
it,
man,
can
you imagine? Wait, I would, but Christmas. Doesn't that look good? It looks
good. Christmas Story. Okay,
it does look good. I agree with you, James. It looks good. I would totally love it. I'd love the experience.
But have you all ever had good duck? Because I've never had good duck.
I have had one. I've had one place in Louisville that was a small Vietnamese eatery, very small. I cannot even get back there. But my former sister-in-law said that was the most authentic, and it was really good. It was it was good.
It's a good point, Chad. I think you have to have a good orange or pressed duck. Duck's one of those things like eggs. It takes a little extra effort in other places.
Hey, Joe, your hair's doing James's frame.
Yeah, it's truly outrageous.
Arnold's Drive-In would be another one because,
James, if we did part two, I was going to do Arnold's because I wanted to go there. Happy days, bitch.
Stan McKeon.
I don't want to go into a place where somebody drives a motorcycle into the restaurant. Imagine even all sucking in all that exhaust.
Yeah, it sounds fucking amazing. Once again, freedom.
I don't want to have pancakes and carbon monoxide.
I ain't ordering the pancakes.
Well, then don't go to Waffle.
I hate pancakes.
Okay. I gotta agree with Chad. I don't hate them, but they have to be fantastic. I never order the pancakes.
I never have fantastic pancakes. Yeah,
I would go to Stan Makita's Donuts, and finally, I would go to. I don't know how their food is because we never get to see their food. I don't think, but I would like to know. I would visit Fratelli's restaurant.
from Cheers?
Cheers? No, from Goonies.
Goonies.
Oh, Goonies. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's no, we never see any food, I don't think, do we?
No, that movie that
ooh, the eating. Just
rewatch Goonies.
The water in the glasses. Ugh.
Just go rewatch Goonies and see just how illogical so many jumps are.
There are so many plot holes. Yeah.
Chad.
It brings
us up.
All right. So two that I would have picked if I did have those three amazing ones. Warriors. That is Guy Gardner's themed bar and eatery from DC Comics.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where all the superheroes would go and hang out and talk to Guy Gardner when and there was plenty of superhero memorabilia around. I would love to eat there. And then I finally would love to go to this place and get the quiet blank stares at the slaughtered lamb.
Both of you stole a couple that I was going to use if we did a part two. I mean,
you
no
were going to pick the slaughtered lamb.
Now, Chad, they don't serve food at the slaughtered lamb.
I could probably get an egg out of somebody.
Chad, it would be tasteless, which would be right up.
Well,
your
it would
alley.
Be a boiled egg, but just tasteless. But you put a little salt on it,
and
flavor.
It tastes like salt.
Flavor count.
Chad, there was one I didn't mention because I was so sure you would mention
it. Just have tea.
I was so sure you were going to mention, Chad, I didn't mention it. And so I've got to say it before we
please
close.
Do, because I don't know which one you.
How did you not mention Chokey Chicken?
From
Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, I forgot about Chokey's Chicken.
Chokey's Chicken.
I also forgot about Los Hermanos.
Mm. Oh, I'd love to try the fried chicken from there.
Los Polos Hermanos?
Los Polos Hermanos. Yep.
Oh.
That was another one they did a real pop-up of that I would have gone to because I can eat me some chicken tenders.
And then my final, since we're I still would like to eat at McDowell's.
Mm. Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Yeah. Just so we can get, see what, and then legitimately leave the parking lot and go to McDonald's and see.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Good time. Good time.
All right. This has been Bonehead Weekly Fun Size. I hope Bonehead Weekly full episode. So sorry about that. Hopefully you all have listened to this and have some of your own ideas. Please feel free to shit on either me, James, or Chad in the comments about what you feel is terrible food and what's good food. We will not get insulted. James might get insulted because he's still not over that Vincent Price shit on. But the other two.
I don't get it. I mean, of all the episodes, why did people hate on the Vincent Price episode? We have made terrible episodes.
I legitimately did a shit ton of research on that one, too.
I know.
They just hated on James, Chad. It's just James.
I found out his dad.
If I wanted hated on, I'd just go to my family reunions.
Yeah, they wouldn't know you. This has been Bonehead Weekly. Grrrr!